to be able to go 2-0 to start the series, obviously, on the road. What stands out for you from getting this one tonight?
Yeah, I thought, I think, you know, both games, we've got everybody pretty dialed in. They're playing hard for each other and doing all the little things, finding a way to get some goals. And, you know, it's a battle, though. I mean, both games, they're tight. It's good hockey. It's tight hockey. Pretty even. It's even hockey.
How have you been able to lock this team down? You got scored 3-0 and kept them off the board. How have you been able to do that?
Well, Binner made some big saves both games in the third period, and you know, we're doing a good job defensively, and some big block shots, and just a lot of the little things that you have to do.
Great game. The key of the playoffs, stepping up in key moments last night, focusing in maroon, and then tonight you have the maroon goal tied. Just seems like your team is finding that moment.
Yeah, I mean, that's playoffs. You know, you have to have guys step up at big times, and Oscar with 2 goals tonight. I mean, we got guys that are putting the puck in the net that, you know, don't always put it in, you know, but that's playoffs. You need everybody involved and everybody going, and, you know, different guys are going to score.
What is it about Sundquist's shot that makes it effective?
You'd have to ask the goalies. I don't know. I mean, he's a good player. I mean, he does a lot of good things for us. You know, he's whatever we ask of him, penalty kill and checking roles and different things, but he's scored 14 goals this year in regular season and ended up getting a couple tonight. He's a good all-around player.
Seemed like he took a pounding. He got right back up.
That's playoff hockey. You're going to get hit.
Big game from Ryan O'Reilly, as so often happens for your team. What did you think of the O'Reilly versus Lowry matchup, and maybe also trying to get him away from that every now and again too?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard on the road. We did a little bit, you know, but they do a good job of getting him back out there against them. It's a tough matchup for those guys. They check well, and O'Reilly's good in the face. I mean, Lowry's good in the face-off circle. So they start with the puck, but I thought O'Reilly did a good job. The whole line did, and they competed hard. They had some good opportunities, didn't capitalize on them, but big face-offs at the end by O'Reilly to close the game out.
Maroon has struggled so much for much of the season. Was it hard for him to stick with him, to stay patient with him?
I don't think he really struggled that badly. I mean, he didn't score like we thought he was going to score, you know. But he was doing a lot of good things, and that line's found some chemistry over the last month and a half, and they've been a really good line for us. And, you know, they scored again tonight.
What's the job of your team not to retaliate for a couple of Lowry hits there that you guys could have responded to?
You know, this time of year you can't retaliate. You got to be disciplined. You're going to get hit, and you got to get up and play.
Do you feel like as a whole, though, your discipline has been good for these 2 games?
Yeah, it's been good.
Struggles on the power play, and you give up 2 power play goals too. How do you show up the special teams in the
one? Well, we could have had 2 goals in the power play tonight. I thought Petro hit the post. That quick 5-on-3, I thought it just bounced on O'Reilly a little bit, but we had some chances too. They didn't go in. Broken stick on the one play, so Liney, you give him that look, he's probably going to score. Broken stick play, and then the other one, we got to do a better job on the other one for sure at the end of the second period.
You know, we talked about Bennington a lot the last week, but just coming up here and getting 2 wins, anything, does it continue to impress you?
Yeah, it's third period. Like, you know, they tied the game up late there, but he came out in the third. He made some huge saves in the third period. He's composed. And, you know, he stays composed and stays with the moment and comes up big.
Some of the players in there just a few minutes ago said you guys kind of, the team, I don't know if slogan's too strong, but never get too high, never get too low. How do you get them to kind of zone in on that, focus in?
I think it goes back months where we talked about, you know, one game at a time type hockey and being even keeled, and, you know, that's how you got to do it. I mean, it's a tough league. There's so, like, the teams are, this is a real good hockey team that we beat twice here. A really good hockey team. And they're going to give us their best game, Game 3, at home. And there's no reason to get too high. You got to stay ready, and you got to even play better than we played.
Thank you.
still you got to be looking forward to getting home for a couple of months.
Yeah, I mean, our crowd and everything, we're definitely looking forward to it. You know?
Obviously, Bortuzzo came back, but what happened
there? We'll look at him tomorrow and let you guys know.